This is Limitless with Lord Leonard. In the studio I have with me today, you know him, you love him, give it up for Ruckus Man.
Yes, everybody, this is me, Ruckus Man, and I am here with the bullshit.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. On the line with me, I have a very special guest. I've known him since 2001, from seventh grade up until now. We parted ways when we left high school. He went on to live in Africa some time.
Oh, the motherland!
He went to be with the people. You know, he returned a short time later, and has been living ever since. Now he's married to an African woman from the motherland, and I think she's from the tribe that Obama's father was a part of.
Oh, she's from Kenya.
I think so.
Okay,
give it up for Mr. Giovanni Carey and Mrs. Carey.
How's it going?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Leonard, I'm quite sure that all of us on the line will agree. The most beautiful women on planet Earth come from Africa.
Africa. The fancy cars.
Agree.
Yes, yes. As a matter of fact, I hope to one day be like you, Mr. Carey, and get my wife from there too. But I'm working on that.
What are you waiting on?
See, there's a little thing called money.
Okay. You got to get yourself situated before you take on a wife.
Yeah, I got to make sure everything is everything, you know, because first of all, we can't live in my car. And, you know.
Things like that,
you know, yeah. I can't take a woman or queen from a strange land and bring her else, you know, half a world away and then... Yeah, so we eat tuna and gratin. That can't work. Sorry,
No.
You
gotta treat it right.
Got to.
Awesome. So today's topic is basically marriage from the motherland.
There you go.
Okay, on the line we have, like I said earlier, we have a Mr. and Mrs. Carey. Mrs. Carey is a woman, an African woman from Africa, and I feel bad saying a woman from Africa.
Why?
Because of that. Listen to me. Hear me out first. You're so quick to jump on my back. We all are from Africa.
It's a bit right.
You need to calm it down a minute. We all are from Africa, so I would address her as my sister from home.
There you go. Sister from home, yes.
You know?
Yes.
Just like that. So one of the things that I wanted to ask Mrs. Carey is tell us about Africa while you were there.
Africa is a beautiful continent.
Very much so.
We have all the resources that we'll ever need. We have a beautiful mountain. We have waterfalls. We have the sea too. We have the wild animals.
Yes.
And of course we have very beautiful women from Africa.
Yes you do.
And not forgetting the men, also handsome too. Yeah, so everything about Africa is just beautiful. It's a paradise on its own.
One of the things, Ms. Carey, that I came to appreciate on I've been able and been blessed to go a few times, and one of the things I noticed right away is the images that are on the media, you know, that portray, you know, Africa a certain way. I did not see that. I saw very advanced infrastructure. I saw people living in lovely homes, and, you know, they were basically living better than a lot of my family in America at the time. So one of the things I did want to ask you, ma'am, why is it that you feel as if there is a lot of times a negative portrayal of the African continent throughout the media?
What I would say is, I think it's all about, you know, when you fear of something, Africa has everything, so they don't want to tell people the reality of how Africa is. That's why they try to show that that's not a place what to be. That's not because there's no water, there's no electricity. But life is, life there is quite different, because when I came to Bahamas, And when I compare it from where I'm coming from, there are things that we way better have and not there in Bahamas. That's what I can say. So the negativity that they're trying to show is just to put us down. But the real thing is that Africa has everything. We have the middle class, the lower class, the upper class. So life is the same way the structure of life is here. Same way that the structure of life is way back in Africa, and even much better.
Wow. Wow. That is that so is so
the
amazing.
The only thing I think that maybe your currency might be higher than our currency. So if you compare the life of what you once the minimum wage that someone gets in Bahamas here and use it in Africa, you'll be living a better life.
Okay.
Yeah. Compared to the way you live in Bahamas.
Okay. So, wow. The media has a very horrible tendency of destroying the image of the motherland. But let's dive deeper into the this topic of marriage from the motherland. A lot of times, especially in the Bahamas and all around the world, but we see this as women have a tendency, or women tend to really speak down to their husband, tell them they're worthless, they're nothing, and things like that. And that may be a bit cliche how I said it, but in layman's terms, that's the best way I can put it. Women have a some women have a tendency of degrading their men. How would you say women in Africa are supposed to treat their men or their husband?
What I would say is that it all starts with the traditional. Because Africa, we don't speak like one language. Like in Bahamas, there you have the Bahamian dialect and you, all of you speak in English. Like from where I come, we have tribes. Different tribes. That means when I speak my language, the other person from the other tribe, which is not my tribe, cannot understand me. So we have something which we call a tradition. There are do's and don'ts that it's said in each and every tribe that one has to follow. So before you are married, before getting into marriage, because marriage is all about commitment, it's a lifetime thing. So what? Taught by those people who are older and who have been in marriage. So that will be your auntie on your mother's side. You'll have to teach you the time when you reach the age of puberty. They get to sit you down and teach you how to be a wife, how to be a mother, how to be a caretaker of your house, how to conduct yourself in the society. So it's not all about us meeting in town and getting married and then I don't know how to treat a man, I don't know how to conduct myself. So it is something that it is taught at an early stage when a woman reaches the age of puberty, and it's something which is passed from generation to generation.
Miss Carrie, I would like to ask... is it fair to say or make the assessment that a lot of times the marriages are arranged?
Not really. Like before, the marriages were being arranged. Now, because of civilization, and because of the Western world of kind of life, even though we still stick to our tradition, but with time we have advanced, and that arranged marriage nowadays is not practiced anymore. Nowadays you just choose your partner. But the thing which is still maintained is you to be taught all about marriage. So it goes on both sides. The man is also being taught by the uncle how to conduct yourself as a husband, as a man, as the head of the house. So basically, you go like some kind of a course or a training to prepare you to be able to be a good wife and also to be a good a good father or a good husband. So it's not something that you just walk in blindly because we met somewhere and we just love each other. It's a process. It's a journey in life.
Wow. I love how you put that. It's a like it's a course and it's a journey in life. Mm-hmm. You take a course to prepare you for the journey in life so you don't fail.
But and then how Miss Carrie said it's a like you're taking a course,
mm-hmm.
you know, what do you do before any major undertaking in life? Before you take your job, mm-hmm. you take a course.
You do training and
you do training and all of that.
And even in life, you are educated before you're released into the world.
Exactly. So, and then for persons who are very good at their job or they're very good at their profession, you know, what it's a reflection of is proper training.
Mm-hmm. So, Giovanni.
Yes, sir.
So, my question is to you, man. How does it feel being married to a woman with so much principles, so much, like how we say in the Bahamas, so much brought up seat? Like, what is it like being in that relationship?
Let me say this in the most simplest way possible.
Go ahead, man.
Like a walk in the park on a sunny day in the spring.
My boy got brownie points tonight.
You couldn't make it much more clearer. Like, so is it fair to say that, and I know Bahamian women are going to get angry about this, but too bad. Is it fair to say that she is the best female that you've come across?
You better believe it.
Point number, yeah. Brownie point number two.
This is the thing, right?
Mm.
This marriage that I'm in right now, this isn't actually my first marriage.
Mm.
Okay.
I was actually married, how long ago was that? This like is, about three years ago.
This is when you went to Africa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you have some women that will be women.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Because, let me give an example. Or let me tell you what happened. Met this girl. Now, she's putting on a show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, she's African.
Mm-hmm.
Same country, but she's from a different tribe.
Okay.
Now, she's putting on a show. Like, she's trying to play best woman, best wife, you name it, right?
Okay.
Now, the direction immediately changed as soon as we signed the marriage certificate.
No, we looking at a fraud situation now.
Oh, she's pretending.
We have an actress on our hand. We have an Academy Award winning actress on our hand.
For the people that are listening, he's not talking about his current wife. He's talking about the one that he kicked to the curb because she was fake and phony.
Mm.
Go on, Gio.
So this is how it went down.
Mm-hmm.
So after we signed the marriage certificate, come to find out, sister girl was extremely high maintenance.
Mm. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
She was high maintenance.
She was like a Bentley.
And to add wood to the fire, she was very unappreciative.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because this is how it went down from day one after the wedding bells. Every time she would ask me to get something for her, if I can't get it, I want a divorce. I want a divorce. I want a divorce. I want a divorce.
So she held the relationship. She held the relationship over your head as a threat
for material possessions.
Wow!
Listen to me. She been doing that for a year and a half.
Well, you last long.
Listen, I have a very high tolerance, but at some point you gotta know when to draw the line, because what's going to happen is if you don't know when to draw the line,
mm-hmm.
it's going to cause you to lose your sanity and your peace of mind. And I don't know about y'all, but I like my peace of mind.
I would imagine you want to stay from out of Fox Hill too.
Yeah, that too.
Wow. So,
but now,
go ahead.
But now, this is now. Let me add some more wood to the fire. Matter of fact, let me add some gasoline to the fire.
Oh, go ahead, man.
So, homegirl got pregnant.
Oh God!
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The last time he touched her was the last week in April 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And due to circumstances beyond my control, we were separated until October that year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, she was supposed to give birth in February. Now, keep in mind, the last time I touched her was the last week in April, 2016.
Okay, so guys, I doing the maths.
Now, I need one of y'all to explain to me how in the world does she give birth April 5th, 2017?
Okay, see, this the part y'all don't realize. See, it's a natural occurring phenomenon for women to go a full 12 months to term. Not 9, 12. See, y'all didn't know that, eh? Y'all didn't know that, eh? That is a natural phenomenon that I can't remember what Google is called it, but no, I talking shit. She was fucking around. You know what other way of putting that. It was just some fuckery was being practiced.
A heightened level of fuckery.
Yes.
So what did you do, Gio?
Alright, so throughout the course of a pregnancy, right, I am doing everything humanly possible to keep her happy and give her everything she needed. She had a roof over her head.
Mm-hmm.
She had food in the house.
Mm-hmm.
She had a wardrobe full of clothes.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't working.
Mm.
And I'm giving her money every blessed week.
Mm-hmm.
But when I can't get her what she wants,
mm-hmm.
I want a divorce.
Mm.
I want a divorce.
Mm.
I want a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So I spoke to her one day. I said, listen to me, and listen to me very. If you do not stop asking me for a divorce for petty reasons, one of these days when you ask for a divorce, I will grant your wish.
Mm-hmm. She thought that I was bullshitting.
She thought I was bullshitting. And then guess what?
So why?
I think the baby was born in April.
Mm-hmm.
2 months after the baby was born, we got into a heated argument.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where she said she wanted a divorce.
Okay.
And I asked her, you sure? Yes, give me a divorce. Give me a divorce. Okay. I sat down there and it was like, I'm running in circles with this girl right now. And I need my peace of mind. I'm losing my mind right now. Like, mm-hmm. It got to the point where I lost weight dramatically.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's unhealthy, bro.
Yeah, so I gave her what she wished for.
Mm-hmm.
But now, here's a joke. A month after we got a divorce, she calls me on my phone and tells me that she misses me.
Mm-mm.
Hold on. Brother Gio, could you repeat that last part, please?
A month after we divorced,
mm-hmm.
She called me on the phone and told me that she misses me.
Lord Leonard, I can just need you to excuse me for 1 minute. Okay, go on.
And now, Leonard would know the thing we would say way back in high school if somebody was to come to us and say something like that.
All true.
All
true.
That's a whole vibe. That's a vibe and a half.
Wow.
That's two vibes.
That's two kinds of vibes.
Two kind of vibes.
What the sex?
So, let me ask this question. Let me ask this question to your wife. This is just me being curious. How was the wedding arrangements, the whole wedding, situated in Africa?
Let me let Mrs. Carey answer that.
Mm-hmm.
She can answer that a lot better.
Okay.
I would hope so.
When you're about to get married, the side of your husband, your husband comes along with his brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And they give a date when he's going to come to the ladies' home to see the parents. So there's a lot of cleaning, there's a lot of cooking and preparation because the in-laws are coming. So there's going to be an introduction whereby your husband, the one you're supposed to get married to, he won't talk. The brothers will talk on the behalf. So they'll say that you've seen a beautiful flower in your compound and you'd like to pluck the flower.
Hmm.
So as a lady, mm-hmm. at that time, you know, women are not supposed to be there when the marriage negotiation is going on. So you and your mothers, you are somewhere in the kitchen. So they get to call the lady and ask her, do you know this guy has come to this compound, says that he wants a hand in marriage. So do you know her? And you say yes. then now things take another step. So by that time, he'll also come again. We have something we call the closing and opening. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit of money that is put on an envelope mm-hmm. for opening. That is like I'm asking for a hand in marriage. Mm-hmm. Then we have the closing. That means that no one is going to come there and ask for the lady a hand in marriage. And then now we talk of the dowry. So the family for the lady can say that we want 5 cows, 2 goats, and maybe probably 5 chicken. All right. So if you are living in the village, an African village, the animals can be brought. If you are living in town whereby you cannot have the animals being brought there, we can talk in terms of money. And in Africa, your dowry is not like paid the whole amount. It can be paid in stages. Like the man can say that right now I can be able to pay like out of maybe he was asked for 5 cows. He can say, can give like 2 cows now, then later on, slowly by slowly, as two people start saying together, can be able to finish up the dowry.
It's still a whole family cows, by the way.
Really?
okay.
So from there, from the traditional marriage now, we can think of the white gown now marriage,
mm-hmm.
because the cows, payment and all that is a traditional. So now you go to the Christian, whether you set a date and you invite people and you put on your white wedding gown and you have your wedding. So that's how we go about our marriage ceremonies in Africa.
Are the traditions pretty much the same straight across the board, or are there some differences depending on the area of the continent?
I would say in Kenya, it's more like, let's say in African society, it's more like the same thing everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about the family. The bride price is all I can say, the dowry. It's a way of saying thank you. It's a way of appreciating.
Oh, okay.
It's not buying you. It's appreciating, saying thank you. It's a symbol of something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when your husband pays dowry over your head, it's a sign of respect in the society.
Okay.
Yeah.
For a moment, I thought
it is important.
For a moment, I thought it was like a purchase, but now that you explained that it's a form of appreciation, mm-hmm. like saying thank you, mm-hmm. that cleared it up for me. And wow, our society is missing a lot.
Our society has lost its weight.
Yeah, I think it's time we go back to the old traditions and traditions of things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, we have to find out who we are, where we belong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we all are Africans. We're just separated from home.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
You know? And wow.
I do want to ask Mr. Carey. Mr. Carey, what was it about Mrs. Carey that helped you to be able to trust again, to love again? And Miss Carey, were you aware of Mr. Carey's previous situation?
All right. In my point of view,
mm-hmm.
when me and my wife got married,
mm-hmm.
at that time, to be honest with you, I wasn't really looking for a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she just popped out of nowhere.
Yeah, sweep you off your foot, huh?
Wait, listen.
She come through and bully the sand, woof.
Because the thing is, I remember the first time I saw her, and I was like, matter of fact, the first time we met, it was like we knew each other our whole lives. Like, we didn't feel like strangers at all.
That's powerful, bro.
Yes.
That's really powerful.
That's really powerful.
Because you don't have that level of connection with people nowadays.
She's over here blushing, by the way.
Oh, my.
And then to you, Miss Carey, were you aware of Mr. Carey's previous situation?
Yeah, I was aware of what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt bad
mm-hmm.
as an African
mm-hmm.
because to me that was like shame,
mm-hmm.
which was like, I was not happy about the whole incident of mm-hmm. what the lady in my previous marriage did.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would say that even though we have the tradition and everything and people being taught about marriage and everything, at the end of the day, we have good ones, good people, and bad people.
Yes.
So, all of us can't be good. There are those who heed what they are taught. There are those who never heed what they are taught.
Yes.
Yeah, so that was a bad step or a bad foot that he got himself into. But all the same, he's happy now.
Okay.
I would hope so.
Happy is an understatement, by the way.
Jose and bright eye and bushy tail.
Oh.
So my question is to both of you, actually. It has something to do with our society. And how do you feel? Both of you can answer, however, whichever one first or whatever. How do you guys feel about marriage in our Bahamian society?
You want me to answer first or you want to answer first?
Anyone can go first.
All right. When I came here, I was surprised with the way the Bahamian women, I'm sorry to say that, but I was surprised the way the kind of treatment you give to someone who is your husband. Because here you have a husband who is paying your bills, who bought you a car, who has the car for you, who does everything for you. You're also working, and he is working, and you're keeping your money for yourself, and yet you have the audacity shouting and calling your husband names before everyone. Lack of respect towards the man whom you say you love. Saying stuff that is supposed to be like a secret, there's some weakness that you can see in your husband which you're supposed to keep to yourself as a woman. Because at the end of the day, when you can say, talk about your husband to another fellow woman, or she'll listen to you, but at the end of the day, she'll judge and feel like there's something wrong to you, because you should know your limit of what you're going to say concerning your home. There are some things that are supposed to be left inside the house, and you're supposed to be like said outside. So
you're supposed to keep private.
Yes, you should know your limit. But I'm like kind of disappointed. Yeah, that's why I feel that women might be complaining and saying Bahamian men are bad. And the Bahamian men would complain and say the Bahamian women are not good. But I think that somewhere along the line, something went wrong.
Yes. It was a disconnect from the traditions. Because at one point, it may not necessarily have gone the way it is in Africa, but a lot of the traditions and the sentiments remained. So there were times, you know, for example, something as simple as when you were picking up the young lady and you're taking her out, you know, you went into the home, you met the mother, you met the father, you introduced yourself and you made yourself known. Today, they pull up to the car in the front and they text and say, "I outside," or they bold enough to blow the horn. And even me, I'm not really that old, but when I see them, whoa, no, you ain't gonna, sweetie, you ain't gonna know. I tell him, bring his ass out. I won't see who this is. Who you going with? Where you going? What you doing?
And to take that even further, back in the day, we had real grandparents and real mothers who used to raise their daughter respectfully. Teach them how to respect a man. Teach them how to respect their fathers. Teach them how to teach them everything: how to cook, how to clean, how to do everything, how to actually maintain a house.
Yes.
And nowadays, we don't have much parents that actually do that. They just tell the child, go wash dishes, and that's that.
And that's that.
You have to train up a child in the way he should go.
And
he or she.
Miss Carrie, you said something earlier that I think a lot of men need to pay attention to. Yes, you talked about the females, they would get instruction and counsel from older women as to how to conduct themselves. But there is also that kind of training for the men as well. Men mm-hmm. need to know how to treat a woman mm-hmm. and how to reciprocate that energy. Because I feel a lot of times men are all for, yeah, well, she better this and she better that. She better know how to cook and she better know how to clean and wash my clothes and be good and bad and all of that. And I just get to be me. No bullshit. You see what I'm saying? You're not going to treat this woman mm-hmm. like a slave or like a servant or like a housekeeper or something. This is your wife. This is your queen.
Yeah, everybody has standards that they want and standards that they live by and mm-hmm. what they look for in a woman or a man or whatever. But the real thing is, are you willing to do the same?
Exactly.
Just like how you don't want a woman who can't cook and you don't want a woman who can't clean and all these stuff, whatever. You have to be able to do these stuff for yourself first.
Exactly.
You have to prove yourself to be a man. Mm-hmm. Then you take on a woman. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you take on that responsibility of, you know, taking care of a woman. Because in my eyesight, a woman is basically, is your partner.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be so high and mighty that you only take care of you, mm-hmm. but neglect the same thing that you love. The same thing that you went out there and looked for, mm-hmm. brought home, mm-hmm. you neglecting. Mm-hmm. And the only time you want to pay attention to her is when you want some sex.
Exactly. And it don't work like that.
You know what I'm saying? You got to make sure she's okay mm. mentally and emotionally. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Even sexually, you got to make sure she's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to make sure she eating all, you know, make sure she right.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. in our society, they only care about buying a one little chicken in the bag and one, you know, mystique. And then they went jumping the pants.
Mm-hmm.
No, man. You agree with me, right, Gio? You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. all we want to do is buy the chicken in the bag, you know, a mystic and jump in the pants or whatever mm-hmm. and drop her home or whatever, not mm-hmm. care about what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This very same person that you having sex with on a daily basis or whatever mm-hmm. has other responsibilities other than you.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they're not living with you and you're trying to court her or whatever. Mm-hmm. She still has bills at her house. She still has other things to deal with. She needs feminine products.
Well, I think the problem with that is it's two things. It's a sense of, three things. It's a sense of entitlement all around because it's a slippery slope. You know, for a woman to say to me, but listen, you always climbing on top of me. I need this. I need that. I need the next. Hold on, sweetie. What you telling me is you for sale. Now, if that's how we can move, just let me know that. This ain't got nothing to do with respect and treating you with it. Listen, if every time I try to touch you is where the light bill is this, that's what you're telling me. You see what I'm saying?
But then, see, this is the thing about it. People ain't 100 no more.
No.
Ain't nobody being 100% talking their truth and this is what I expect and this is what I need and this is this and this is that. And all. Everybody coming into the relationship as if, you know, like... They're coming into the relationship like they're serious about a relationship. But when you check stock, all they want is somebody to pay their bills, somebody to take care, somebody to mooch off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that goes both sides too, because you have women taking care of man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Lousy niggas got their woman taking care of them, woman mm-hmm. taking care of the whole house.
Yep.
Paying the light bill, paying the rent, paying the mortgage, paying everything, mm-hmm. and he just home.
Trying nothing, being lousy, nothing, being big and lousy.
Playing PS4 or Xbox or whatever.
Mm.
Trying to become a DJ or...
Take it easy.
Nah, Gio, we know, you's a working man. You got two jaws. We know we ain't talking about you. We talking about them lazy fellas who don't pay no bills, don't work, don't mm-hmm. clean, don't cook, don't do nothing. The least you could do if you ain't got a job and your woman is doing no work, the least you could do is make sure that friggin' house spick and span when she get home so she don't have to clean up and then cook for your rusty ass.
Exactly.
Make sure at least when she come home, you know she tired, mm-hmm. you know she being stressed on the job or whatever. Mm-hmm. She done stressed her because the whole house is on her.
Mm-hmm.
Let when she walk through that door, you know, the house clean, smell mm-hmm. like little pine salt or whatever, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And there's a meal brewing on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
You know exactly. what I'm saying?
Exactly.
That's the least you could do as a man. Now, I understand that times are tough for some niggas or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you can't find a job right away.
Mm-hmm.
It may take a little while longer, but at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
at least make sure when your woman come home,
mm-hmm.
Things is things. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but now, here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. The number one problem with marriages, especially in the Western world, one of the two parties, sometimes both parties, refuse to do the key component in marriage, which is being willing to compromise. A lot of people do not want to compromise for the person they say they love because their ego is a whole lot bigger than the love for that person. And that's where the turbulence comes in. You understand? Like, for example,
you have to compromise to harmonize, you know?
But like, let me give an example. You have a housewife. She's home doing all these things, right? And then just one day she gets sick to the point where she cannot get up out of bed. And she tells you to do this, do that. Buckle. Clean the dishes, clean the bathroom, or cook a little something. And because you feel this man, I can't do that. Not because the virgin died, you know.
Because he's mine, I'm supposed to be doing these things. You're the woman, but you gotta handle this, motherfucker. No. Really?
See, people need to understand, right? God made Eve for Adam, so that Eve could be his companion. A woman in this life is your companion. At the time you get married, you ever hear the pastor them say, "Now the two become one."
Yes.
That have a whole lot of meaning. A whole lot. Meaning that if the person you love, the woman you love, is sick to the point where she can't move, right? Be man enough. You take care of her. Plus, you do everything she would normally do, even if you can't do it exactly the way she does. So because she is incapacitated. At least, that's the least you could do. Because I remember last year, my wife had gotten very sick. She was sick for about, I think, 3 days. She had high fever. She could barely move. And those 3 days, I was doing everything to the best of my ability. Cooking the food, washing the dishes, even though she kind of yelled at me every time I wash the dishes because I don't do it the way she wants it done.
Brother, you got the brownie points earlier. Don't get them taken away.
It's been a couple of different strokes of different folks. Like, see, all us though in the Bahamas, right? When you wash the dishes, you rinse them and you put them aside and let them dry.
Yep.
Not Mrs. Carey.
Oh, shit.
Not Mrs. Carey.
Oh.
Mrs. Carey wants you to wash the dishes, rinse them things. You get the towel and you dry them things.
That's it. There's a little bit of a cultural difference there.
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead, Mrs. Carey.
The dishes with the water and the water just gives that kind of a mark. And I want my dishes to be spotlessly clean.
Which is fair. That's your house. You tell them how you need it done.
Yes. It has to sparkle.
Listen, is there any more rice in between the fork? No? Good to go.
That's why when she do the housework, I stay far out of her way. Because if I accidentally get in her way, let me tell you something. This one is a lioness.
Chew your head off.
This is a lioness, like a true lioness. From the motherland.
But see,
I'm not a lioness. No, not. It's very simple. You want, I don't like dirty things. I don't like dirty utensils. I don't like a dirty floor. I don't like anything that I don't like. I love my things arranged in certain way. And then another thing, I don't like housefly or cockroaches. Because if I leave the place dirty, definitely houseflies will be there. And who's going to get sick? Both of us, you understand me? So I have standards that I've set in my house that I want this to be like this, and it has to be spotlessly clean.
Clean.
And sterilized. clean. I don't want to see any housefly. Even if I open my house during the time where there is a season for housefly, I don't want to see any housefly inside my house.
And the thing is, if I accidentally, if I miss and walk in the house with my shoes on, especially if I come home from work,
fire, fibon.
Lightning, earthquake, thunder,
fire, red.
Not thunder.
If
you've been stepping in a lot of dirty and clean environments, I don't even know. Okay.
Well, at least we are 100% sure now that that house is COVID-free.
Exactly.
So I want the shoes to be put aside because you're going to remove the shoes and walk inside the house with bare feet. So I don't want you to pick some bacteria and some dirt and some ugly things that you don't know from the floor.
Oh, and please do not walk on her floor, especially when she just carpet.
No,
she
but
that's everybody. No,
that's all black people.
Yeah, especially if me, if I just mop the floor, don't walk in that.
Listen, you guys only seeing Caribbean women flip out.
Oh, Lord.
You ain't never seen no African woman flip out.
So my question is this. This is my question to you, and just this is to both of you guys. Because of the cultural difference and other things or whatever, I'm sure there were, prior to y'all becoming so in sync, I'm sure there were times you guys may have had an argument. How did y'all resolve the argument without becoming like the average couple, fighting and, you know, coming to blows and degrading each other? How did y'all resolve y'all issue, y'all differences?
On that issue, when we never have an argument or something, we actually never argued.
Wow.
Praise the Lord.
Wow.
Because the training that I have is that if I have an issue with my husband, I don't have to attack him at there and then. I first of all, I have to feed him, make sure that he has a bath, and make sure that he has food sake. And then now I will tell him, Faith, you know that you did 1, 2, 3, and 4, and I was not pleased about it.
Fattening frog for snake.
All right. I like that shit.
So you fatten you up. Go ahead, Miss Carrie.
So that's how we used to like. We don't argue because most of us, one can't be fire and then the other one can't be petrol.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's an explosion right there.
Exactly. So the best way to handle a situation is just always accept a mistake and say, "I'm sorry, it'll never happen again."
No, hold on now.
Now, Miss Carrie. Oh,
no, hold on, wait a minute now. Now I gotta ask this question, Miss Carrie.
Yes.
Are you telling me that there's been a time in your life when you actually said, "I'm sorry"? Are there more of you on your planet?
Believe it or not, God is my witness. God is my witness. I am not going to lie. No. She does apologize.
Wow. Gio, you know. 99% of the women don't apologize.
Even if they know they're wrong.
They rather feed you, fuck you, and hope you forget it.
Oh, that's where the fattening frog for snake come in. All right, I get it now. I understand.
You know what I'm saying? So Gio, how would you say you resolve your differences? You assist in resolving your differences?
Like I said earlier, you have to be willing to compromise if you want it to work out. Because not only do we have a cultural difference, me and her follow two different faiths.
Okay.
My wife is a Christian.
Boop.
I am a Muslim.
Oh, so you use Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum salam.
Go ahead, Gio.
Yeah, so from the get-go, there were bound to be challenges. But you just got to be willing to compromise. But at the same time, you got to know where to draw the boundary.
Now, what's commendable in hearing Mr. and Mrs. Carey talk is despite the cultural differences, the spiritual differences, and everything else, the other challenges that were there, they found a way to make it work. I feel too many times people meet, and because there's a challenge, they're just ready to throw it by the wayside. And I think both of you are to be, you know, commended for that. And I think a lot of persons can take a page from your book and try to apply it to their own situation. So I'm appreciative of this conversation, at least for that. I'm not married yet. I hope to be one day. So I'm taking my notes. And the other thing I've learned is don't walk on an African woman's clean floor, because that just might be your ass. So, okay. Mr. Carey.
Yeah.
What, Gio.
Okay.
Quick question. Sorry for interrupting you, Ruckus. But quick question, Gio. Like we spoke on the phone, when I was speaking to your wife on the phone, she stated of how persons in the Bahamas tried to degrade her and things like that. As a man, I know that infuriates you. How do you deal with that? Because you know our society like to talk about women dead bad, especially women of different race, creed, and culture and things like that. How do you handle that?
Well, usually if that does happen, she would come to me and explain to me the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the time she would be very upset.
Mm-hmm. So rightfully so.
So what I would do, I would sit her down and I would help talk her until she calmed down.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it takes hours.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, I don't like to see my wife sad. That disturbed the hell out of me.
Real man thing, real man thing.
But that truly is fuckery of the highest order.
Of the highest order, because
I mean, okay.
Let me say this to those who insult the Empress from Africa. Let me tell y'all this, and this is from Lord Leonard. Fuck you, with your stupid ass.
That's real talk.
Because you are African, just like her. You just fucking lost.
I mean, and then to do that's a form of self hate.
Yes,
because I mean. That's our sister, you know what I mean? So where you get off doing that, and then on top of that, you know, she's a wife. Do you all have children?
If we have children together?
Yes.
Not yet.
Okay, well, in any event.
Is she a mother?
Yes, she is.
Okay, well, so she's a wife, she's a mother, she's someone's daughter, she's someone's daughter, someone's niece, someone's auntie, and all of that, right? So if you wouldn't want someone to go at your family member or your loved one like that, why would you do that to someone else?
Hide the ignorance, bro. And you know, it's so powerful that almost every topic we cover about Bahamian society, we always come back to the same thing. Self-hate.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That is so... wow, Dread. We always come back to the same thing. And it has to be... truthful. Mm-hmm. We do hate ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We don't even understand it.
So now, Mrs. Carey, have you ever had to carry someone's teeth with you?
I would hope you then put your hands on one or two.
Oh, believe me, I tried to calm this one down and she get upset. That's a task. That is a task.
So that sounds like Miss Carey is a lioness for true.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Really,
you
roar. See, me personally, I'm not someone who like attacking people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and when the first time I meet you,
mm-hmm.
I hardly talk because this is a different place for me. So I feel like sometimes I don't want to say something that might offend someone.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to learn to know what to tell you
mm-hmm.
at a given time mm-hmm. and what not to say. Because you might say something and someone might get offended. So by the time I get try to talk to you or be friendly to you and you talk to me in a certain way that I don't like,
mm-hmm.
I try as much as to keep my cool.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is not my home. And I don't want to give a bad picture. So I always go back to my husband. I tell my husband, even though these people see me, that I can keep my cool, I'm an African, and they say all sorts of things,
mm-hmm.
one day I will reach my limit. And I will go crazy.
Don't worry, she get on to herself, but let me tell you something. I will be standing in the background like Batman, waiting for a motherfucker to slip up.
You gotta be there, bro. You gotta be there, like, bro. Listen, buddy.
You won't see me. I'll be in the shadows. I am the night.
He is vengeance.
I am vengeance.
I am the night. I will bust your ass, motherfucker.
Facts. I'm saying, bruh, I mean, how... I think the messed up part about this whole situation is because of the heightened level of ignorance,
mm-hmm.
they fail to realize that they have an opportunity to learn from someone from the motherland,
mm-hmm.
and that can really teach them principles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't call it ignorance. I would call it arrogance, because it's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Slavery started in 1492, for crying out loud. It lasted for over 600 years.
Mm-hmm.
We should have enough sense by now to understand that anybody you see with black skin,
mm-hmm.
they are descendants from Africa.
Now, Brother Gio, there's just one tiny flaw with your deduction. You are absolutely correct, and I don't think we all agree. The only issue with that is there's a reason why the national average is a D minus. We dealing with some dumb motherfuckers, don't you?
Hence the D.
Exactly.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, ignorance and arrogance, which is a thin line between both. That's kind of the order of the day.
I think it's just one boiling mixture of ignorance and arrogance, just heightened level of fuckery.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
But I would lean to more arrogance, because if there's anything I learned about Bahamian culture,
mm-hmm.
when we do something for too long,
mm-hmm.
we get too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get comfortable with whatever the hell it is,
mm-hmm.
we don't want it to change.
Even if it's get toxic. Complacent. Even if it's toxic or something damaging to you, to your family, or to your society, we still perpetuate it.
Yeah, we as Bahamians can't let things go.
Mm.
Nothing.
No.
Not a damn thing.
Because we're so used to it. Like, we feel as if the routine changes,
mm-hmm.
it might get worse. See, one thing about change, you got to be optimistic about it. You understand? Look at the cup half full. Don't look at it half empty. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Same principles apply when you get married.
I do want to ask. Go ahead, sir.
No, go ahead.
I do want to ask everyone their opinion on this. Ms. Carey mentioned earlier she observed Bahamian women in particular being very disrespectful to their husbands, right? First of all, are women justified in doing that? Because like you mentioned, Lord Leonard, sometimes the man might be lousy. He might be a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So is he, in those circumstances, are they justified for doing so?
Let me ask the question a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I think what my co-host Ruckus is trying to say, and let's make it more personal.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Carey, if Giovanni wasn't working and you were the only one working, would you talk down to him, like speak ill of him, or talk to your friends about him?
No, I wouldn't do that, because he's my husband, and I have to keep his name high.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that is, when your own wife can't respect you,
mm-hmm.
then other people can't respect your husband too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you have to show, you have to put a certain level,
mm-hmm.
that this is my husband,
mm-hmm.
whether he's not working, whether mm-hmm. he's working, I respect him and I love him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't disrespect him.
Okay.
Because things change.
Yes.
So there's a time things happen in your life, and you as a woman, you have to stand and support your husband.
And as this pandemic has proven, things have the capacity to change very quickly.
Exactly, because the amount of money he was bringing home is not the same amount of money that mm-hmm. he's doing right now, but mm-hmm. we were able to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, we have to cut down this and cut down that and just say, let us stick to this.
Is it fair to say then that is it fair to say that, I don't want to say just the wife, is it fair to say the husband or the spouse is a reflection of the other?
To me, I would say yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that one.
Okay.
The reason being is because the way a person is treated inside their house, they tend to express that in public.
Okay.
You understand? I mean, like somebody would be miserable in their house.
Mm-hmm.
For all knows what reason.
Mm-hmm.
Because their spouse is driving them nuts or whatnot, blah 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But because you have some people that get so emotional sometimes, like they don't know how to keep their emotions to themselves, or at least keep it home. Don't bring negative emotions around people.
Mm-hmm.
Because people actually feed off your negative emotions. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, I go to work. I go to work in a good mood.
Mm-hmm.
And because of whatever the hell you've been going through with your spouse the night before,
mm-hmm.
you decide to bring that on the job. And you come to me with the random bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And you screw up my entire day. Now I hot. Mm-hmm. I'm hot.
Mm-hmm. Why does it sound like this took place like a road traffic?
Huh?
Why does it sound like this scenario took place at road traffic?
No, this is a scenario that happened at work.
Okay. So you don't work for the government?
No, I don't.
Okay, then.
Work for a private company.
Ooh, because we was about to roast you.
No. But anyway, back to what I was saying.
Yep.
Go ahead, man.
Now, the fella come, whatever him and his spouse were going through the night before, he decided to bring it over, express it. You come to me with the bullshit to the point where you piss me off. Now, I'm pissed off the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, guess what? I gotta go home to my wife, pissed off. Mm-hmm. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
Keep the negativity at home. Leave the bullshit at the door, or at least if you carry it out the door when you go on your job, just leave it there.
Leave it in the car or something. Leave it on the bus or something.
Just leave it there, because at the end of the day,
ain't everybody want deal
I don't
your
know
drama.
What you're going
mm-hmm.
through.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Let it know me. I really don't give two flying shits what you're going through in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
But keep that away from me, because I got my own problems I gotta deal with.
Yep.
So okay, now Gio, you know the trend in our society, right? How people have a tendency of just jumping in other person's marriage and trying to give marital advice and things like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you and your wife handle that? Like, I'm asking this question simply because she's from a different culture, you know, and we in the Bahamas, we have a tendency to go along with that. Someone come and tell you something about your wife and tell you how to treat your wife and how to do this. And but if you don't, like, I literally hear someone say this, but if you don't slap your wife, she ain't gonna ever respect you and things like that. And you know, the dumbass advice that people give, how do you guys handle that?
There was a time when I was still new here, had a problem, a little bit of problem at the airport with my suitcase. Yeah, because I had like to stay 3 days in Cuba before coming to Bahamas, because there was no direct flight from Cuba to Bahamas until Saturday.
Mm.
So I met this lady, and she became a friend to me, and she helped me get my suitcase back. But the kind of advices I used to hear when she was telling me, oh, Bahamian men, a loose man, Bahamian men think with their...
with the second head.
Mm-hmm. The second head. The one eye.
Oh, the doggy.
Yeah.
The pippy.
Yeah. So she told me things which I was not pleased with. And I think I shared that with my husband. I told her that so-and-so is my friend, but I don't think if I can continue with her as a friend because of the kind of negativity she's trying to feed my mind with. Because she's telling me, how the hell does your husband leave work at 4 and reach home around 5:30 or 6. Oh, the workstation is just near here. So you don't know the hangman man. He's cheating on you. He's probably going to see another for the you to like go to the beach. And then he comes home. Oh, yeah, that beach. Yeah, the girlfriend somewhere there. No. So this kind of things. And you know, you're a foreigner. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking that, okay, maybe that's how their men behave. You understand me? So
yes.
Being that you are new from a place and she's trying to convince you that you don't know our men better than the way we know them.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening. You have to be careful with that. And they know you're not supposed just only to have him. You just need to have another man aside. So in case anything happens, you know, you have like a fallback.
Like a backup or a number two or some exactly. Shit, some dumb shit another, like that.
And another plan. So for me, I always don't keep anything away from my husband, no matter how sensitive it is.
This woman is a lesbian, by the way.
Oh.
And the plot thickens.
Yeah, so later on I told my husband that I don't want to keep the friendship with that lady. And now he's like, she's a lesbian. So she's like trying to compete with my husband, like get me from my husband.
Mm-hmm.
No. That's my things and my things alone.
So... when you say about Bahamian women or Bahamian men and Bahamian women, yeah, that's the thing. Especially when they know you that you're not from that place, they tend to like tint your mind with bad things about Bahamian men. You find a woman say, "No, you have to like treat your husband. You have to treat him like this, and you have to stay with him. Like, you have to do this to him in order for him." You have to find out, you have to go to his phone, you have to... A Bahamian man will always definitely, even if he marries a foreigner, will always have a Bahamian woman somewhere.
Now I have to be perfectly honest. As a Bahamian, hearing a non-Bahamian say that, that's embarrassing. That's been your experience, Ms. Carey. And... I appreciate the fact that you are mature enough not to take that to heart. And I'm sure, Mr. Carey, you appreciate the fact that she has attained to that level of maturity because, you know, that's not normal. So as soon as like those accusations start flying, it's like chaos and negativity enters the air. And now that's an extra challenge that you have to battle. But what it really sounds like is a bunch of jealousy.
Jealous.
Oh, I can't seem to find someone who can love me the way I see them to, so I can fuck that up. Because misery love company. And you know, me, I'm the kind of person, you know, I like to carry teeth. So I was hoping y'all would have made this like a couple's cut ass.
A couple's beat down.
Yeah, just run up on them with like a piece of 2x4 and a coconut leaf. And, you know, Mr. Carey, you go for the bottom legs. And then Miss Carey, you go for, like, her eyes or some shit like that. And then, like...
had a broken leg at the time, so...
We'll see, break the next one. and then after that, you know, you take her out by South Beach Canal and drop her there. And then go to dinner or something.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to be disappointed that I'm not a violent person. So
Damn it.
I just told my husband about the whole thing. I don't keep anything from my husband. So after I shared the story with him, so I decided to cut off the friendship. And guess what?
This lady
decided to attack me on the phone that, why are you keeping off from me? Why are you staying away from me? So I asked, is friendship by force?
Wow.
It's not by force.
Wow.
So she had even an audacity to text to my husband.
Ooh.
And to ask her, to ask him, that why is your wife behaving the way she's behaving?
I didn't reply back, by the way. I showed my wife the message.
Wow.
I blew tick the message, by the way.
Wow.
Shiesty bitch.
Stinking ass nyaha.
Gio, how do you handle people coming to you and telling you things like how to treat your wife? How do you handle that?
Or any dumb shit about the situation?
Or about your entire marriage?
Now, first of all, if you single and you coming to me with that,
mm-hmm.
I straight. I need that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, keep that to yourself. Mm-hmm. See, matter of fact, take your advice that you are giving to me.
Mm-hmm.
Shove it.
And you use that advice.
Ah.
Uh-huh. Use your advice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't put the ring on a finger.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't sign the marriage certificate.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, our anniversary was 3 weeks ago.
Well,
congratulations.
Happy belated anniversary.
Thank
you.
Wow.
Hold on. How long has it been, sir?
1 year.
Oh, this is a new marriage.
Still brand new.
Still in the honeymoon stage, Bob. Hashtag Black Love Matter. Black loves matter. That's another thing I really don't understand either, you know. Like I said before, I'm not married. So I ain't about to try and counsel any married couple, right? But how I ain't married, and I trying to tell people who either about to get married or already is married how the marriage should be. Really, nigga?
Every marriage has their own ups and downs. Every mm-hmm. marriage is different.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Some married couples flourish in arguments. It's sad, but like you said earlier, some people just like love that toxicity. They can't leave. But
That's bullshit, by the way.
My thing is, for some, you could call it bullshit or whatever, how much toxic marriage is in our society?
I believe toxic marriages are the foundation and cornerstone of behavior marriages.
And people stay in the toxic marriage.
Let's stop there for a second. You know what I've come to? Maybe this is a poor observation that I've had, right? But a lot of times when I see either wives or girlfriends talking shit about how they man is no good and they man full of shit and they man this and they man that, they normally is being like groups of five or more and they high five with one another and, yeah, I told this sorry ass, get the fuck out of my house. Oh, girl, I did that too. And then I really think a lot of them enjoy being with a lousy nigga.
It's like a power trip.
So
to jump up and tell a nigga get out.
Mm.
And the same thing for men. To mm-hmm. jump up and tell a nigga get out or tell a woman get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's a power trip, dog.
So
she leave her place, mm-hmm. give up her place
mm-hmm.
to come live with your sorry ass.
Mm-hmm.
You decide to abuse her and this and that and whatever. And the minute she stands up to you or whatever for her rights as a human being, mm-hmm. until I get the fuck out or whatever, now she on the streets or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you enjoy that, you enjoy seeing it. Like, niggas literally think it's cool mm-hmm. to have a large amount of numbers under their belt.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just a man whore. You know what I'm saying? And it's sad that our society parades that behavior.
So then, doesn't that mean then that we have a culture of going after low-hanging fruit? Because, if me as a man, right, if I only seem to be able to attract a woman that I can dangle the carrot in front of, and when she misbehave, I can snatch the carrot away, it means I'm intimidated by a woman of principle, by a woman of standard, by a woman that may be blessed, spiritually. I know I can't handle that. I'm not mature enough to walk in that realm or walk that path. So I go after broken, toxic women. And I would imagine there is a female equivalent to that. That's why they like to go after quote-unquote thug niggas and all that shit. Because they figure, you know, if I meet a man, or if they meet a man that forces them to up their game, then it brings out their insecurities. That has to be a conscious decision that's being made.
I believe women go after some women go after thug niggas with hopes to change them. You ain't gonna change them, bro.
Really?
You know what I'm saying?
The 40 years of hip hop music hasn't shown that?
Nope.
Come on now.
You have niggas out there that go after.
You know what they saying, brother Gio.
You have niggas that niggas out there that go after girls who only have daddy issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. Like, literally, I sat around niggas that literally sat down and count how much things they done deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And wait, all them got daddy issues, boy? Because they know low self-esteem.
Boy?
They can do what they want sexually to the girl or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When they done, kick it to the curb, mm-hmm. go deal with the next girl. And if they feel some type of way, like if they on dry it out too long, they call her back. Wow. And again, because of low self-esteem, she go right back.
And you know, I hear women say things like, you know, oh, I only this date married men. Afterwards, I send them back to their wife. Like, that's like that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, apparently,
you know why they like married men?
But why is that?
Because a married man has a wife and he knows what a woman wants.
So what that means is this stink bitch can't get her own man, right?
Yeah.
So she have to pray after someone else's man, which means she is happy being the sloppy second. When mother said,
Leonard, let me cut you short and say something.
Yes.
You know what happens, the time you're dating you and your husband, you as a woman, you're trying to impress your man, sex styles and all that thing, and you up your game.
You're still trying to do that, by the way.
Get there, brother Gio.
And then now, you remember the important days, like your birthday, and he remembers the important days, like your birthday too. So there's that real thing going on between you and her, and him and you. Then when you get married now, things are different. Now you see that the man is like more relaxed, and the woman also become more relaxed. And the thrill is not there. Oh, one of the partners is like, oh, this is my birthday. Does he remember? Bring for me something as like a birthday present or sort of and take me out for a dinner. Now my home girl, we see this dude who has a flashy car, who remembers her birthday, who takes her out and do the things that she's missing right now. And you know that the dude also say that this is a woman who is married and this is less expensive. Because at the end of the day, she will go back to the husband, and the husband is going to provide. So for me, I only enjoy the food and spend a little.
Okay, I mean, maybe it's because my morality is a little old and antiquated, but I just never understood that shit. Like, both men and women brag about that. I took that nigga away from him. Like,
That's like a trophy situation in our society. Like, with my wife, you know how much niggas want her. And like I say, like I stay expressing to her and my friends that I talk about during certain situations or whatever. Niggas see that as a trophy, as a major accomplishment, like getting a degree. Oh, I grind this nigga wife. I take this nigga wife. I take this nigga girl. Even in hip hop. It's bragged about. I'm going to take your girl. Like, you ain't take nothing from me. She willfully gone.
But
you
then
ain't take nothing.
But, okay, so.
And if you did get her, it's because she wanted you.
Well, okay.
And I'm not talking about my situation. I'm just talking about in general, for relationships.
No, I get
that. You can't take nobody, girl. That girl was already gone.
I get that. But I don't understand, like, what's the end game?
Listen. Is to feel accomplished, to look good in the front of niggas.
What the fuck did you listen? If I walk into Royal Bank right now, hold it up, blam, give me $1 million, and I rush out the bill, I got $1 million. If I don't get catch, which will probably happen, I have $1 million. I can do something with that. What can you do when you? But I take this nigga wife I take this nigga wife. I grind a wife. To bust a nut. To get her pregnant, and then all of a sudden now you got to pay money for some gal who you really don't care about. Be being serious right now?
Yep. in our society, that's an accomplishment.
Motherfucker.
You know what's so sad about it too? They take pride in it.
Yes. I know men who lead with that when they meet a woman. Yeah, I married, but you know, I want to deal with you. Like I said, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just old and antiquated. You know, maybe, you know, I don't quite understand. See, this is why, Mrs. Carey, I'm going to need you to go with me, you know, back to Africa so you could show me the traditions.
You might end up with a wife if you do that.
But see, that's kind of why I want to go. Yellow one.
What you're saying about the men in they're proud and they have the pride in it, and you're saying, yeah, I have experienced that too. Because okay. There was a time when I used to bring breakfast to my husband where he used to work.
Yes.
So I gave this guy who used to see me pass that a particular shop.
Mm-hmm.
So one time he walked up to me and said hello. Mm-hmm. And I said hi back. And then he said, oh, you want us to go to Wendy's or you want us to have taxi? And then I looked at him. I told him, I'm married. What's the proof? And then I showed him my wedding band. I said, oh, okay, all right. I said, I'm married. And I went and told my husband, you know, such and such and such a place.
Mm-hmm.
This guy who stalked me and was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all to prove him that I was truly married.
Mm-hmm.
Not from having my wedding band on my hand.
Mm-hmm.
I just tell my husband, and one day we just passed right through that shop. And from that day, oh Lord, the dude has never, ever treated me again.
Because hog nowhere to rub his skin.
Bad right.
You understand?
Yes. Stop being over frightened.
You overstand?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I tell my wife over and over and over, don't business about these fellas looking at you, throwing these cat calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
They could look, but they better don't damn touch.
No, sir.
Because if they touch, that would be the last thing they ever touch.
See that? And I with you on that, sir. I am so with you on that. Because The truly scary part I notice about situations like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason why it's so rampant is because mm-hmm. it's clearly being practiced. So, for example,
mm-hmm.
if I've actually seen this happen, I would see a group of women, three out of the five would be married, right?
Mm-hmm.
And those three women mess around on their husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Then one of them will complain, I don't know why all these married men in my DMs. But because, sweetie, your friend's practicing the same shit. And they figure birds of a feather flock together.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And to add on what you say, how you dress really matters a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
As a woman, because before you are married, you can put on the way you want. But mm-hmm. as soon as you are someone's wife,
mm-hmm.
you should at least try to dress decent.
Cover mm-hmm. them good ears, because that's mine.
Because sometimes, don't blame the young guys,
mm-hmm.
because you are dressed like as if you are still in the market. You are looking yes. for something.
Yes.
You are dressing shows that I'm still available, even though I'm married,
mm-hmm.
but you can have a piece of me.
Now, I'm so glad, Miss Carrie, that you said that, because that came from a woman. You see what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
again, a lot of Bahamian women and other black women that I've met, you know, if I say something like that, I could dress how the hell I want dress. Whoa, 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 what the fuck, really?
Yeah, you need to cover yourself. You know, when I came here, I was shocked the way people are half naked.
Mm.
I was like, she's not putting anything other than that. Oh, Lordy, children, Africa should be caned with the men and be told to go and dress properly.
Yes.
Matter of fact, that is the first thing she did say when she came to the bomb. The first question she asked me is, why are the women naked? No lie.
Wow.
Yeah, because as a woman, you're supposed to be decent.
Now, here's another thing that I hear a lot of women say as well.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why they half naked is they don't like clothes because they're too hot. It's hot, damn it. And I don't like all these fucking clothes. And I be sweating.
Leonard, where I come from, I'm from Kenya. And where I live is a tropical island place. So the weather is more the same like in Bahamas.
Yes.
I bet it's very hot too.
We have clothes for the summer so that you can put on
and they ain't revealing
anything. You are going to put a top and you have absolutely nothing, and you're walking and shaking your ass for everybody to see, and you're a married woman.
I'm rubbish.
And then this dude who is sitting at the corner and he's loving what he's seeing.
Zig-zig, hi.
They say sexy, hi. Hey, sexy.
Mm-hmm.
And then he spawned. And the next thing that, so sometimes I think that we shouldn't blame the men. We should also blame the women. Because if we would all dress decent when you're married or when you're still a woman,
mm-hmm.
then a man would approach you and you have your own principle and stand by your own principle, then this other dude wouldn't even have a trophy or something to brag about.
Mm. Because let me give you an example, right? Let's just say you have the hungry ass lion. Now, if you were to, okay, the lion's in a, it's in a pen, right? It's a lion hungry. This lion ain't eat for a minute, right? Now, if you were to put a gazelle in a pen with the lion, what the flip will you think happen?
Devour.
Devour. You might find some little fur around the lion mode when even you might find that.
Same principle apply to the women. Matter of fact, let me mash a few points.
Oh shit.
Mash points. Women's, not women, women's.
Holding that ass.
If you looking for a husband, if you looking for the one, the first thing you need to do,
first of all, a woman is supposed to be looking for the one.
The first thing you need to do is learn to conduct yourself in public. Don't be wearing no revealing clothes. When you're walking around in a bunch of Daisy Dukes, looking like a Gucci mama. You understand? You say you're looking for a husband, but yet you're flaunting the bread and the butter all over the place.
See, but in our society, we do that so much, and that's what is liked by so much. The majority of people in our society like to see that.
No, Leonard, as a man that's still single, I can tell you this right now. A woman.
We ain't saying them to marry them.
What I'm saying is, when I see women in tight revealing clothing, oh yeah, it got my attention. You can get nailed. You can get juice now. You can get that. But now, when married, sweetie, hold on. Married? No. If I see all the particulars, everybody else can see all the particulars. Now, come on, man. I want to be able to say to my wife, but ain't nobody ever see fucking that. That's me. Straight through, 100%.
Leonard, do you know that I always put on the long African dress here most of the time?
She actually has one on right now.
And whenever I walk on the road, people look at me like, why is she putting on that long thing? She should show everything so that everybody can know. Everything is not for everyone, it's for my husband.
But as soon as she put on something tight, I gotta be on guard.
See, I'm sorry to say this way, Mrs. Carey, but if you wear your long African gown and persons have something to say to you, you don't have to respond to them. That's none of their goddamn business.
They just talk. They just look at you. They gaze at you like as if you're from another planet.
That's because they're not used to principles. They're not used to a woman conducting themselves as a woman, a married woman at that.
Well, see,
especially in Nassau.
The issue with that too is, right, I don't know how familiar most people are with like African styles, but at least the ladies that I saw when we was in Uganda and they wore their traditional dress, that was sexy to me. I was like, I think I like this shit. Oh yeah. Go back.
So you have seen the way.
Yes, I have.
Seen the way.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
My eyes were opened when I was there.
Okay, so we are nearing the end of our show. And one thing that we like to ask at the end of the show is, how do we fix these things in our society? And I will let you answer that, Ms. Carey. From your point of view, being a woman from Africa with all the principles, with all the brought up see, you know, with all the understanding of how a wife should conduct herself and things like that, how do we fix these things in our society?
Number one thing that we are supposed to do is let us stop this Western culture lifestyle. Let us accept ourselves that we are Africans. Let us start, the women should start respecting their body. That my body is not a tool for money making. That my body is not for the public. And then our mothers, they start taking us back to the kitchen. You need to know how to wash, you need to know how to cook, you need to know how to talk.
Yes.
You see, you need to know how to conduct yourself as a woman, because at the end of the day, you're supposed to be submissive to a man.
Let me say this the best way possible.
Man
and woman. If you are going to have that much audacity to be with this one that you say you love in holy matrimony, you got to be willing to compromise. To get you swallow the horse pill you call pride. And stop listening to your badass friend. Especially if they single, you understand me? What happened in your house, you just stay in your house. Anybody come to ask you, or how's your husband, how's your wife,
none of your goddamn business.
No, wait. Now, that, I would believe that depends on the situation. Because, Leonard, if I say to you, how's your wife? Come on now.
True. All right. Depending on the situation. If you come and ask me, how's my wife, on some slick shit, none of your motherfucking business.
No, no, but I agree on that.
But like I said, you can tell them, oh, she's doing okay, but then conversation and read up.
I agree there 100%.
Facts.
I need you up in my phone all the time. Well, how's your wife doing that? She's fine. I'll get your black ass.
Exactly.
Exactly. What I want.
On that, I would like to add something that, some few other ways that, things that you're being taught when it comes to marriage issues or how to conduct yourself in a marriage. Okay, let me just simplify it in points. Like in the morning, as a woman, you're supposed to wake up before your husband, prepare him his breakfast, take out the clothes he's supposed to put on, and after that, taking the water into the bathroom. After that, be with him when he's having his breakfast, and you have to escort him to the door and lead him by. Then later during the day, you can call him and ask him what he wants to eat.
She does this religiously, by the way.
Mrs. Carey,
the Almighty God.
Mrs. Carey, would you say that is a tradition in your culture?
Yes, that's I'm practicing what I'm being taught. So when he comes home, the first thing you have to carry anything he has, hug him, ask him how the day was. This is a love of tea. Prepare the tea in advance. He's getting water in advance. Some hot water that he's going to put his feet in while he's sipping his coffee. And you give him a little bit of a massage.
Living like a king over here, brother.
Come on, Dangio.
It's cooked. So this idea of... Wendy's and the Bamboo Shack should not be in your marriage. You're supposed to make something out of your own hand.
Home cooked food.
Husband, yes, home cooked food.
She spoiled me with the home cooked food, by the way.
Oh, what?
I would assume, Gia, you gaining a little bit, gain a few pounds.
Don't say that too loud.
That's real fattening frog for snake.
I know where the snake gonna come from, because this frog, this one of them poison tree frogs. So we have to snake by death.
Oh, shit.
Wow. All right.
So after he had all that, definitely you go to bed and do the thing. And when you want to have sex, you have to put your husband in the mood.
All right.
Like she mean that, half the time, if I'm not in the boat, she would literally attack me in the middle of the night.
Rape.
Boom, chicka, wow, wow.
Jump on the boy.
And do your thing.
Yes!
If Muhammad can't go to the mountain, then Muhammad has to go to the mountain. Then I have to jump on Gio.
Miss Carey, now you said you're not a lioness. That sounds like lioness moves.
Pounce on the prey.
But she does this while I'm still sleeping. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night trying to figure, what the hell is going on?
You're being breeded, sir.
Yeah, I'll be
Don't you enjoy it?
Shut up.
Have you ever reported You don't the police know, you that he was sexually violated.
You don't know me.
Wow, she putting you on the spot, you. She's putting you on the spot.
Yeah,
you ain't complaining, so it ain't rape.
Boy,
it's always.
It's a lovely evening. This evening, we can see the clouds and some of the stars, and yeah, man.
You know, stars, yeah, just thunder and lightning.
Oh shit!
So
if the sun and lightning, that means the weather's perfect for us to go to bed. It's early.
Okay, so yeah.
Maybe Megan, but help me, please.
That sounds like a you problem.
That sounds like a you problem, sir.
Not mine.
We're not getting in that.
So okay, yeah.
When
so
you're getting married, make sure that your wife has to like take care of you and to like have the pedicure, the manicure, the facial, the nail clipping.
Mm-hmm.
The scrub,
pampering, yes,
making shine and look neat.
She did actually scrub me a few times before in the shower. Oh, Lord of mercy on my soul!
All tingly,
the cleanest you ever been, eh?
Tingly wingly, oh yeah.
Tingly is an understatement.
So, okay, we are at the end of our show, but what I really want is from Mrs. Carey, if you would do me the honor of speaking some of your native tongue on the for me, please.
All right. So, in my country, we have the Swahili as a national language, and we have English as a national language too. But English is what you use professionally. But Swahili is what is spoken widely.
Don't forget your mother tongue.
And I have my mother tongue too.
Okay.
So I want to say something like, let me say greetings first. Habari yako, that's Swahili. And you're supposed to respond, Zuri sana.
Zuri sana.
In my language, Idi nadi. And then you're supposed to respond, Adi maberi.
Okay.
Wow.
We get language lessons up in your mind.
Watch out now.
don't teach me too much of that, because I'll be in the suitcase with y'all when you go back.
She still insults me in Swahili, by the way.
Oh shit.
So now we are at the end of our show. I want Mrs. and Mrs. Carey to say their goodbyes. Once again, I want to thank you for being on the show.
You say goodbye, but you don't say it in English.
Yes. Let us say goodbye in Swahili, in her mother tongue.
All right. I'll say thank you for that time that you've given unto me to speak. I'm humbled.
It was my pleasure, ma'am.
All right. So, bye for now.
Okay.
Your mother tongue.
Orichi for now.
Orichi.
Swahili for now.
Okay. All right. Yeah, you see?
This has been Limitless with Lord Leonard. Once again in the studio, I have with me, you know him, you love him, Ruckus Man.
Yes, it's me with the bullshit.
And this was Marriage from the Motherland. Very, very powerful, very good advice.
Yes.
Very, very informative.
Yes.
We'll see you next time.